My name is Selah. I'm age 10 years old. Today is November 16, and I'm speaking with Patrick Real, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Inglewood, Colorado. First question, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I grew up on a farm. I have 5 brothers and 9 sisters. And we were very busy being farmers. We milked a lot of cows. And we had beef cows. And we did a lot of put a lot of hay up in the summertime. We also had a lot of grain, harvested a lot of grain, and a lot of corn.
Good. Okay. Next question. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Probably would be my grandfather and my dad. I think had the most influences on my life. I had some wonderful teachers, professors that also had an influence on my life. Probably the biggest influences would be on values and morals.
Thank you. Fourth question, actually. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Yeah. Probably one of the happiest memories I can recall was the day that I proposed to my wife, and now bride for 42 years plus, and that happened on the farm where I grew up, and I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, that's nice. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Yes. Probably the biggest one that I can think of at the moment is to stick with it, no matter how tough or difficult it might be. If you stick with your plan and with perseverance in the long run, it'll always pay off. Maybe not in obvious ways, but certainly there will be benefits to being persevering when you're doing a job or a task or a profession.
Okie dokie. What are you most grateful for?
Probably the fact that we are very fortunate to have such wonderful grandkids. No, that's part of the things I'm most grateful for. The other is such a wonderful family to belong to, as well as just the blessings we've had throughout the years.
But mostly the grandkids. Okay, last question. How would you like to be remembered?
Probably as somebody who is very kind and generous, although I continue to have to work on those two attributes, but probably those two.
Okie dokie. We are done with this interview.